Welcome back to Ramnus Chat. I am, of course, Joe. I'm sitting here with Miranda over the phone again because, you know, she can't be with us.
I'm at college.
She is not with us anymore.
It's like that one meme that's like, quit telling everybody I'm dead.
She will be missed.
I'm just at college.
Oh my god, I just almost spit that tea everywhere.
She will be missed. And of course, Dakota. She interrupted Miranda's introduction.
Oh well.
I'm still here, so it's alright.
Yeah, fortunately.
Wow.
Joey!
You a jerk.
I've been a jerk all week.
Hey, I seen you last week.
Yeah, for the first time in like 10 weeks.
It was not 10 weeks. It was like 3, 2. You know,
honestly, with all these podcasts, it just kind of blends in.
Yeah, when are you coming back?
I think for Austin's birthday.
Which is?
These viewers don't know. I don't think they know the exact date.
The 26th, but I will probably be coming back like that Saturday or something.
Yeah, so that way we can record this episode, well, that episode.
Yeah, most likely.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm not invited to that birthday party.
Yeah, I don't think I am either.
Give my best wishes.
Uncle Jake, he doesn't think he is either.
Give my best wishes.
It's pretty sad when literally no one's going to go to your house because of your boyfriend.
Well, that's something.
And it's for Austin's birthday. Like, that's the sad part, too. Like,
I'm pretty sure he don't even want to be there for his birthday.
He probably doesn't. he hates them being there. Oh, did I tell you guys what happened when I went home?
No.
So, I went home, and I was starving when I went home. So, Austin was making some food, and I was like, can I have one? And he didn't say no to me, so I just picked one. It was like a chicken bowl or something, and I shoved it in my mouth really quickly. And then he was okay with it. He didn't say anything. But, Mom's boyfriend's children, one of them came and tried to do what I did, grabbed it. Austin shoved him down.
Oh!
Yeah. I was just like, whoa, I guess that I don't gotta ask any questions on how he feels about them being there again.
Yeah, I mean, that would be annoying. It's different when it's your own sibling.
Because
I feel like you just have that mutual thing of, like, you're so used to growing up and doing that your entire life.
Yeah.
And then when you have people that, it's not even like it's a step-sibling relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, yeah, I probably would have done the same. Be like, yeet, on site.
Yeah.
So you know what I realized? Arizona sweet tea is not half that bad.
I've been telling you this.
I always thought it was fucking horrible.
No, I've been drinking this stuff since I was little. Mostly because, you know, my dad didn't have a lot of money and they were 99 cents.
Well, here's the thing. I'd rather, you know, pay the extra 90 cents to get a decent sweet tea, but I hate all the other sweet teas that are in gas stations.
I like these. I like the raspberry one the best, but that's really hard to find.
No, I got, like, the sweet tea. The Southern style, and it's not bad. Not bad. Oh, my God.
Are you okay? Are you just being dramatic?
Okay. Yeah, no, that's the kid. He looks fine. Yeah, God, okay.
He's just looking over now, like, what up, guys?
Yeah, I like he just didn't fucking cough up half a lung. Oh, God,
my
here
God.
We go. Great. No, like, you cough up half a lung, just look over.
He's literally
like, hey,
laughing about it, too. Like,
really? Old.
Okay, yeah, go back to your twerking.
Go back to your twerking.
Oh, goodness.
That's literally all he does, just shake his booty.
All right, so, Miranda, how was your week, since we kind of got way off track to begin with?
My week was actually pretty good. It's been kind of boring. Yeah. I mean, I'm with my friends a little bit, but other than that, it's boring.
It's just quick and you the cat!
So the cat was over here messing with the fabric softener, so I moved him to the side, hoping he'd hop down, but he didn't, so, like, his butt fell down, but he, like, literally paused in the air for a minute, and it was, like, the funniest thing.
She just seated the cat across.
I didn't meet the cat. He jumped down.
He didn't jump down. He pushed him, and he just didn't land.
Oh, he's not happy with me. I'm sorry, Kitty. I'm sorry.
Oh, goddamn.
Oh, there was some stuff that happened this week.
Oh. So,
one of the kids on our team got COVID.
Oh, nice, nice.
But once again, he was vaccinated. The only people that I really know that got COVID was vaccinated, at least since after the vaccination came out. And I just think it's stupid. But, him and his roommate had to quarantine, and then everyone was freaking out because they wasn't sure who's gonna go to our meeting today, but everyone did.
Nice.
Except for those two. So
I'm on COVID watch now. I had to get a COVID test yesterday because 5 kids in my class have COVID because none of them are vaccinated because they're stupid. But yeah, I feel perfectly fine, though. So if I have COVID, I feel great.
You know what? Honestly.
And I am a vaccinated individual.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I got a new job, Miranda. What?
Oh, yeah. Joe got a new job.
Yeah.
Another new job?
What do you think the last job was?
Was it the,
We don't say name in companies, but you can kind of...
It was a... I don't think it's an old person's home, but...
Yes, it is.
Okay, it's an old person's home.
Yes, it is an old person's home. I wipe old booty.
It is an old person's home?
Yeah, yeah, I wipe old booty.
So, Joe technically holds a medical degree right now.
Yeah, I hold a medical degree and Dakota doesn't.
I'm in school for my LPN.
Doesn't matter, I still hold one.
Wait, how are you supposed to hold a medical degree?
Loud and proud.
So, basically, he took a test... a course to become like an assistant, and then he has to go take his STNA, which is like 2 weeks, and your LPN's a year, and your RN's 18 months.
Yeah.
So technically, he could go through all those steps if he wanted to.
Yeah. But right now, I hold a medical degree. I'm the first one to hold a medical degree in this relationship with Dakota. I'm the only one in this podcast right now that holds a medical degree. So all your questions for medical advice come to me.
I hold an actual college degree. I have an associate's degree.
In what? Is it medical?
No, it's in theater.
Oh!
At least she has one.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Yeah, tell me when theater's important.
Wait, so what you did was just take a test?
Yeah, kind of. It was a free course.
Yeah. And all it was like online?
Yeah, it took 8 hours. Well, 14 with this kid. Holy shit, quit sneezing. He's non-stop sneezing over here.
He's excited.
Where did you get that done at?
Here, I'll give you an URL. You can do it.
Yeah, we'll talk to you about it later.
Awesome.
Yeah, you can do it. And then you can
Miranda might be looking for a new job. Oh, yeah, she's old enough to do it.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, have to be 18.
Okay.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'll
then
send
you could quit the retail store that we all used to work at.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we're allowed to name drop them.
Where you save big money at.
So, yeah.
How much time have we spent on this so
probably
far?
Probably a lot. It's okay, though. Okay, so let's actually get to the...
Hold on. Nope. Not even close.
Okay.
I thought we were way further ahead.
So did I. We just been talking.
But yeah. Besides that, Dakota's on COVID watch. I'm still working with old people.
Yeah. But Joe has no symptoms and he gets tested, so I promise.
I don't get tested. I'm vaccinated.
Oh, yeah, you're vaccinated, but you don't have any symptoms.
Nope.
So.
And my temperature's normal.
Yeah. I feel fine if I have it. I've just been really tired.
That's a symptom.
That could be because I also have a child under one.
Yeah, well, that's a possibility.
Under one.
But yeah, let's see. What else are we going to... Oh yeah, of course. I've also been doing the research for the Nathaniel Bar-Jonah episode. Or what's his name? Yeah, Nathaniel Bar-Jonah, I believe.
I don't know. I'm going to sleep through that one.
The Cookbook Killer.
Yep.
The Cookbook Killer.
Yeah.
I'm going to sleep through that.
That's next week. Dakota gets to read all of it.
No.
No?
Why do I have to read it?
Because.
Because Joey thinks I can't read.
She can outread.
Joe can't read either. Do you hear him trying to jump through these sponsors?
I know.
Yes, I jumped through the sponsors.
Pop Pandemic, P-A-N-N-D-D-I-A-O-K.
Okay, fine. You're going to start doing the sponsor for Great Tea. She said Shoe Line Pandemic.
Okay.
You got, I don't even know how many days we have left to order them. Like, it's, I think it's in 20s. Probably 10s now. Well, teens. I didn't even check, honestly. I was going to. I forgot. That's on me. You can blame me on that one.
I will.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, great sponsor of the episode.
I get food from them, so that's cool.
Yes, we get food.
Yeah.
No shoes
up. Food.
Well, fucking cook it, dumb. I'm fucking lazy.
Oh, no. So the other day, you know how banana pudding's supposed to be yellow?
Yes.
Yes.
The other day, the university had banana pudding, but it was greenish. And they said it was because there was pistachios in there. It's still not supposed to look green.
Wait, wait, hold on. So who puts pistachios in banana pudding? That's right. Where I'm going. That's where I'm confused at.
Either way, I'm just like, I am not eating it if it looks green.
So wait, so they give you green banana pudding.
Yes.
Or something green, and they say banana pudding.
They said it was banana pudding.
Most likely.
Wait, it but
like,
did
oh,
the...
It still tasted good. I'm like, no.
Was there the wafers on it, though? Did they have wafers? What? Did they have vanilla wafers?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, but they were crumbled up.
So, ew.
No, you gotta put,
you
like,
put a whole cookie in
well,
there.
Well, no, you crumble some up. They throw the real cookies in there.
No, you always just put the real cookies.
Oh, no. See, what you do is crumble a little bit up, then you mix it in. So that way you get a crunch.
You crumbled it up on top. I know that
yeah,
much.
Yeah, that's what I agree
bananas.
With.
I don't know if they had, like...
No, then you gotta throw the actual whole cookie in there.
Okay, well, since y'all got communal bathrooms, did a lot of people go to the bathroom that night?
I don't know. I was at work.
Oh, okay. Probably.
They probably. It was the
I
whole...
I feel like they should have.
These are the questions we need.
If it's green, I'm not eating it!
Miranda, bathroom watch.
So what I need to do
is a podcast from the bathroom
every 2 minutes.
Every so slightly you hear a fart.
My goodness.
So here's the question I want to know: how are you getting away with doing this podcast in college if you're in a room, if you have a roommate?
Yeah.
Because she's never in here when I do it.
Oh, you kick her out?
Don't kick her
out.
Put
the sock on the door when you're doing a podcast.
No, she has a sign on the door that says recording in process. Don't disturb.
No, because I can always go out into our lounge room area. So if she wants to, like, put on some TV or something.
Bang
but right now she's out playing volleyball. So I was like, all right.
Nice. She's going to walk right in and say... You need the sock on the door, Miranda.
Oh, speaking of sock on the door, how's the porn star?
I don't know if we're talking anymore.
What?
Or do you want me to beat him up? Like, what's going on?
Huh?
Miranda broke up with him.
Ah. Stop messing with that! Give me it. You lost privileges. Give me it. You're
that's,
done.
That's a loud pop.
Yeah, stop messing with this. I use this to get my baby medicine.
So there's a little syringe, and I've been playing with it the whole time. If you hold one end of the syringe, like the open end, and you pull the thing, and you let go, it makes a lot of pop.
It's not a real syringe. It's the plastic ones that come with infant Tylenol.
Yeah, so buy infant Tylenol and try it.
Not sponsored. But it is really great for teething. Since my kid wants to have all his... Did you hear that he tricked Michael into getting bit the other day?
How?
So, like, Michael was focused, like, on something else, and while he wasn't looking, Gray took his finger and bit him.
Oh, my goodness.
My kid's smart, okay? He knows what to do.
Yeah. You gotta give him...
Biting people?
Oh, yeah, he bites people.
Yep.
He gets suplexed, too. I suplex his ass. Quit playing with it. No, you lost privileges.
No, come here. I am the mother. I own privileges.
I bought the syringe.
I made the baby.
I made the baby.
You did no work.
He was in my fucking ball sack.
You were on the bottom.
He's in my ball sack. I made him that way.
You were on the bottom. It took 30 seconds. I didn't even know anything happened. You fell asleep right after.
Oh, I was asleep during it.
Yeah. Not even. You were like fell asleep during the very end.
Yeah,
I don't think they want to know your guys' life on how the baby came along.
The baby conception.
Well, now all your fans know too.
Yeah. People in Germany, India, Canada. There's quite a few different
Michael's
regions.
Michael's going to listen to this and just be like, I know way too much about y'all now.
Oh, he already knows.
Yeah, I think everyone already knows way too much about us now.
Yeah, I know. That's
at least I know I do.
Welcome to internet.
And just think, I thought we were going to go through this whole podcast without anyone knowing we were together.
No, they do the first episode.
How? I wasn't even in the first episode.
No, first episode you were in.
Oh, they didn't know. I could have been just a friend.
No, we actually said your name, I think, at least once.
Oh, yeah, no, I think we said it a few times, but...
I could have been just a friend.
Beside the point, you know what time it is? Time for sponsors.
Ah, great.
Okay, and then our other sponsor, because I almost forgot we even had them still, even though we just got done talking about them, is Great Tees. Mm-hmm. And their shoe line, Pandemic. Dakota, how nice are the Pandemic shoes?
I don't remember.
They're pretty nice.
I know they're expensive.
They are very expensive, but they're really nice. They're handmade in Italy, so of course, you know, that comes with a fee. Free shipping to the United States, UK, in England. Yeah. Limited edition. That's another reason why. And the website is www.aliveshoes.com/pandemic. And that's PANDMIC.
Go buy them because I can't afford them.
Yes. And if you don't love the shoes when they come in, return it for free. Cool. I was about to say, there's no hassle. Again, that is the website, www.aliveshoes.com/pandemic. PANDMIC.
Why are you pointing at me?
Because showing you I can do these ads better.
Okay, let's get to the actual topic.
And then for, you know, those who listened to last week's episode, we talked about we talked about what we're going to do this week. Dakota and Marina doesn't.
I read it, or I listened to it like a couple hours ago.
I forgot within 5 minutes after you saying it last week.
Well, Marina, you remember our first episode.
We're doing part two
because there are so many fucking word laws.
Yay! I forgot.
So many. It's not even funny.
Okay, I'm excited now.
You're excited? Dakota is going to get excited.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Because you were not here for the first one.
I was sleeping. Yeah.
So are we guessing again?
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm pulling up a map.
Yeah. So, Marina needs a map. Brenda needs a map because she doesn't know where the fuck places are.
Okay, in my defense, you should have just listened to the first one.
We should make it multiple choice next time. That way we at least have a 25% chance of getting it right.
Okay, that's next time. I'm not
doing
it this time.
I got one, and that was Ohio's weird law.
No, it was like Florida or somewhere else.
I feel like every weird law could be Florida.
But so, what...
You see, when we... started me saying sorry, it was because of the first one.
Yeah. So we're going to, Marina's going to find someone again.
Yep.
Possibly. I'm pretty sure I did good last time.
Yeah, last time you did good.
Yeah, not this time. Most likely not.
So we're going to update Dakota on the rules. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read out the law.
Okay.
You're going to try to guess where it is and we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
Seem pretty simple?
Yeah.
So this time, I also got some cities in here, too.
Awesome. What? Do you know me? Are you at least going to give us the state?
You can guess the state, and then I'll tell you if it's a city law or if it's a state law.
Okay.
How about that? You guys have to guess the city, but you still got to guess the state.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys can try to guess the city if you want.
Heck no.
No,
all right. So, you might want to guess this first one. This first one's... Guess the state. It is a city law.
Are you going to give me the law first?
The law is, you may not run out of gas in the city.
Wait, is it because they don't want you running out of gas or they don't have a gas station?
I have no fucking idea. I've never been here.
Oh, God. I'm going to go with, like, Nevada.
You can't fucking run out of gas.
Wow. Nevada.
I think Kansas.
You're thinking Kansas? It is Ohio.
Wait, what city?
Are you serious?
Not even joking. In Ohio, where we live in this state.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys want to, you want me to tell you the city?
Yeah.
Youngstown, Ohio.
That is not true.
That is a law.
No, I've been to Youngstown multiple times, and we've gotten gas multiple times.
But you may not run out of gas.
Why?
I have no idea. I was not in that boardroom meeting when they made that law.
I am calling them Monday morning, bright and early, and asking why.
All right.
Maybe it's because it's so busy.
I have no idea.
I think when we went there, it was for a wrestling tournament.
Maybe.
Youngstown's so busy. Yeah, because I think that's when we went to IHOP and we had like a $200 bill.
Alright.
I think I got accepted into Youngstown University.
Girl, you could have been a penguin.
A penguin?
Penguin. Yeah, they're Youngstown penguins.
Alright, so you guys ready for this next one?
Yeah.
Now, I want to know who the motherfucker who did this to make this a law.
Oh, God. Because
someone had to do this. This is another city.
Okay.
Law. You guys, the law is you cannot tie a giraffe to a telephone pole or a street lamp.
What place in the U.S. besides zoos have giraffes just roaming around?
I don't know who this, fucking did this.
Okay, this has to be either California or Florida.
I used to actually hide it. Like, their bottoms are longer than an actual pole.
Well, I want to know. You guys want to try to guess this thing?
This has to be either California or Florida. Those are the only two states where it's fucked up enough where it would happen.
Let's do... No, Minnesota is too cold. Where's, like, a warm place? North Carolina?
Sure, Miranda, is that where you want to guess?
Sure.
It is Georgia.
What the fuck?
I don't know what the fuck you guys are doing down there to get giraffes. Just roaming the street like a puppy. Where the fuck you keeping them?
Maybe because they got those high peach trees.
They're gonna sit there and it's like, yo, I gotta take Jeffrey out for a walk. I'll be back. See a fucking giraffe coming down. You know, actually, I want to know why you would tie it to a pole.
Right.
Like, what situation? What occurred?
Is it like one of those where like people tie up their dogs outside to go inside a cafe and then come back out and get them? Like, it's like, oh, you know what? I could use an espresso right now. I'm just going to tie up Jeffrey right here and I'll be back.
Wait, no. I feel like you should be able to bring in your giraffe.
How the fuck is that a giraffe? Miranda. Some foot door, Miranda.
It doesn't matter how. I said you should be able to. They say no dogs. They never say no giraffe.
I mean, she had...
I swear to God, if I worked at a coffee shop and a giraffe comes through the fucking door, I would be leaving said coffee shop.
Maybe that's why most of the signs now say no pets.
Yeah. So sorry, he's not a pet. He's a giraffe.
Oh, my God.
Do I have to make a special sign?
It's like the airports that now have only certain type of... service animals, because the one lady tried to bring a peacock.
I was like, how is that a service animal? You tell me how that thing would be a fucking service animal, and right. I will let you through. You guys ready for this one?
Yes.
This one I'm kind of sad about.
Aww.
It is bear wrestling matches are prohibited.
Oh my gosh.
In this state.
Alabama.
Dude, bears.
Bears, they're everywhere, Dakota.
Illinois.
It is Alabama.
Is it really Alabama?
It is Alabama.
Is it really?
Yes.
Awesome, I got it right.
Wow.
So Miranda has one. Whoa, that's a shocking one.
There you go, Miranda.
But if someone wants to wrestle a bear, I think they should be able to.
No.
Why not?
See, the thing is,
they want to step in a ring with the grizzly bear, they should be able to fucking get the consequences.
Because someone like Nick Gage would.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? He should get every bit of what he's going to get if he steps in the ring with the Grizzly Bear.
I'm pretty sure the Grizzly Bear isn't going to be the one walking out with Nick Gage.
If they are doing their cousin, they shouldn't be able to fight a bear.
You got to apologize to the whole state of Alabama now.
I mean, I don't think she should have to apologize for that since, you know, with y'all's family history.
Oh, no, she has to.
Our family is Sweet Home Alabama.
Y'all really are. Yes.
I'm going to get everyone the Leonard Skinner soundtrack to Sweet Home Alabama for Christmas.
That and the 100 pack of condoms.
Oh, y'all. So I told this kid that I lived in a trailer park for over half my life, and it, like, just shocked him. Like, totally shocked him. And I was like, what? And he was just like, nothing. Do you still live in a trailer? I was like, no, now I live in a townhouse. And then I told him what a townhouse was. He was like, I've only moved once in my life. I'm like, good for you. I've lived in 6 different trailers in 1 trailer park.
Damn.
Yeah, she moves once a year.
Damn.
Yeah, pretty much. For a while.
You guys ready for this next one?
Yes.
Yeah.
So this is another city one. So, in the state, well, in this city and in the state, it is illegal to operate a vehicle with ice picks attached to the wheels.
Is this Alaska?
So, it is illegal to operate a vehicle with ice picks attached to the side of the wheels. Like, attached to the wheels.
This is Alaska.
Wyoming?
Whitehall, Montana.
What the fuck? What are y'all doing in Montana?
I kind of want to know, and I kind of want to join.
Someone took the Mario Kart, like, add-ons to an extreme.
Yes. I was like a death race. Like,
oh, wait, my dad has something like that on his tires, though.
Yeah?
They look like ice. Yeah, he just added them on it, and they look like ice picks.
Are you talking, like, spikes on your tires?
That's what I was like on the side of your car. I was like, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Yeah, it's literally on the side of the tires.
Why? I kind of like it, though, but it kind of scares me, especially if you get too close to the car. I feel like you're going to, like...
Yeah.
They're making sure you ain't getting too close to their car.
Yeah.
You guys ready for this next one?
Yes.
This one's got to be fucked up, because I have no idea. So, in this state, it is illegal for donkeys to be kept in bathtubs.
I feel like I've read this, and I'm going to be really upset that I don't know where it is.
And I don't know...
Wisconsin.
Where?
Wisconsin.
What do you think?
Arizona.
We're back in Georgia.
Oh my... Georgia, what are y'all doing?
The state law, you cannot keep a donkey. I want to know who the fuck's coming around investigating these donkeys. These
bathtubs. The donkeys, the giraffes, all of them.
I want to know... Who the fuck calls it? Yeah, I think they have a donkey in the bathtub.
Right.
And the cop has to go there, knock on the door, it's like, yeah, is there a fucking donkey in the bathtub?
Wait, do they have to be, like, fully in the bathtub or, like, one foot in the bathtub?
I think anywhere in the bathtub.
Okay.
I did not really look that far into the law.
I mean, they could be trying to end up, like, Africa having so many animals, but now they're banning it. Like, they're legalizing it, so... You never know.
Okay, you guys ready for this one? This one's fun.
Yes.
This one I don't get. I've read this law 5 times over. I cannot understand it.
Okay.
So in this state, it's a state law. Owners of tigers must notify the authorities within 1 hour if the tiger escapes.
Is this Ohio?
Miranda, what do you think?
Did you say a biker?
A tiger. You know, the fucking striped animal.
Yeah. The owner or the tiger has to let them know.
How the fuck does the tiger let the authority know? Tell me how that one works.
Oh my god.
Tell me how that works, Miranda. Does the tiger go on there? Knock on the window with his paw?
Say, hey, I got out.
It's like, yeah, I got out. This is my address. Can you take me back? They're out there riding with the dog. It's like, oh shit, it's been 30. been running with the dog. Oh, shit, it's been 15 minutes. I gotta run to these cops real quick. Let them know I'm out. They can take me back
home. It's
like
they on parole.
I say Maryland.
Ohio again.
I knew it. Because I know there's tiger owners in Ohio. I knew it. We crazy up in here.
All right.
Didn't we have that huge zoo escape in Zanesville, like, not, like, 6 years ago?
I think so.
And they had to shut down all the schools, like, in the area.
I know this one's going to knock you guys out for a loop.
Oh, gosh.
You'll be able to catch it at the state pretty quickly. But it's illegal to fish in the Ohio River in the state without an Indiana fishing license.
Without an Indiana fishing license?
Yeah.
Is it Indiana?
Miranda, what do you think?
Probably Indiana?
Kentucky.
What?
Not even joking. So you have to... Wait. If you want to fish in the Ohio River in Kentucky, you have to go to Indiana, grab a fishing license, go back to Kentucky to fish.
Why?
I have no idea.
Why?
Is it like in between the Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky?
Yeah, is it like behind?
No, it's Kentucky. All the state. The whole state of Kentucky.
This is... No.
Not joking.
No.
Not even joking.
That's stupid.
I wish it was that, but it is there.
That's stupid.
I want to know how Indiana folded into all this.
Right. I want to know how Ohio and Kentucky were just like, okay, I guess it's law now.
I want to know why Kentucky said, you know what? I got this. Okay, so... They were having a board meeting in Ohio and Kentucky. And sitting there, was like, yeah. What if people want to fish in the Ohio River? It's like, Ohio said, hey, I think I should, you know, get the money. Kentucky said, no, fuck you.
Indiana gets it.
And then there was, like, this whole big battle. And Kentucky said, you know, no, fuck it. Any Kentuckian who wants fish in Ohio's river has to go to Indiana.
Indiana's just sitting, like, the councilman from Indiana's just sitting there back with his cup of tea, like, what? Okay.
All right. So
Ohio River is like along like four different states. I wonder why it's called Ohio River.
I think because most of it's in Ohio. Like it covers most of Ohio, like the bottom of Ohio.
Yeah, and Ohio was one of like. I think
wasn't
Ohio
was, founded first.
Yeah, between all those states. Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Okay, so you guys ready for this next one?
Yep.
So this is another city law.
Okay.
So in the city. You guys can guess the state. Alligators may not be tied to fire hydrants.
Florida.
I would say Florida.
You guys will not believe this. Michigan. And
what?
Detroit.
It's not... No.
Not even joking.
I have been to Detroit many a times, and I've never seen a freaking alligator.
That's because they're not allowed to be tied to a fire hydrant.
Where... Who messed it up in Michigan for everyone? Who messed it up in Detroit?
I want to know the situation.
Probably the whole entire state.
I want to know the situation.
Me too.
I want to know that story.
Well, I guess we ain't going to Yumacon with baby dressed up as Alligator Loki anymore. Because if I put him too close to a fire hydrant, I'm getting arrested.
I think you need a ticket. I'm not for sure.
I want to know who.
You guys ready for this one?
Yeah.
This next one's... a head scratcher, because that means someone had to do this to make it a law. Am I not correct?
Usually, yeah.
No vehicle without a driver may exceed 60 miles per hour.
Wait, so without a driver can go like 59 and you're still good?
Yes.
Okay, to be fair, they are making electrical, cars that can drive by themselves.
Yeah, but the driver has to be in the car.
Yeah, they still have to have a driver in the car.
Well, I mean, just put a robot in there, and then there you go.
Okay, but you guys want to try to guess the state? Guess where would they make a dumbass law like that?
California.
Miranda, what do you think?
Arkansas.
California.
Yep.
I'm not even joking.
I feel like Texas probably could do that.
I could see Texas doing that, too.
It's like, how the fuck did... I want to know the story. I actually kind of want to know the story now.
It's okay. So like,
someone
okay,
from California can please confirm.
Wait. So hold on. You guys remember that Gabriel Iglesias skit where he moves over to the passenger seat? So now I just think it was Gabriel Iglesias, and he just ran out of his car fast enough that the cops didn't see him, and that's why they made that law. Like, officer, there's no driver in this car.
Or, there was people doing, it was a TikTok dance, Kiki?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Who's going 6 miles per hour jumping out of the car and trying to dance to keep up with it?
Yeah, who's doing 60 miles for that?
Maybe they're just trying to not die, so they're going so fast.
They're sitting there, like, oh, yeah, we're at 60 now, let's throw on cruise control, Terry, go on, let's do this.
We never know.
I don't know how they're dancing to keep up with that.
They're holding on to the wheel driver.
Keep eating, love. You guys ready for this next one?
Yes.
Now, this next one, I agree with.
Okay.
100%. After January 14th, you will be charged a fine for having your Christmas decorations up.
Aw, I'm never going to live in this state.
I agree.
You know 100%. What? Washington.
Where do you think, Miranda?
Idaho.
Maine.
Why?
I have no idea.
Doesn't Maine have one of those big Christmas cities, too?
Yeah, but, you know, see, after December 31st, who cares? It's not Christmas.
I care. I love Christmas all the time.
Technically, it's not Christmas.
It's not Christmas.
Yeah, it's... I'm just early for Christmas in July, okay?
I'm early for next year's Christmas, officer. I'm sorry they're up. Yeah. I didn't want to take them down and put them back up in November.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is to get up on this fucking roof? We're in May. It's all snow.
Mm-hmm. I've actually met a person that kept the Christmas tree up all year long. So they just decorated, like, whatever the...
Oh, yeah. We used to work with that person.
Who?
What?
Yeah, I'll tell you guys later. But, yeah, no. She keeps a Christmas tree up all year long. And she puts different holiday decorations on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know who you're talking about. I'll tell you later.
Alrighty.
We are almost done. We have a couple more. I got a few more than I did last time.
Okay.
I think it's two more. Man.
Okay.
So, now this next state. It is a misdemeanor to shoot any kind of game from a moving vehicle unless the target's a whale.
What?
I will repeat it. It is a misdemeanor to shoot at any... Oh, God. Okay. It is a misdemeanor to shoot at any kind of game from a moving vehicle unless the target's a whale.
North Carolina.
Where did you say, Miranda?
New Mexico.
California.
What the fuck?
Whoa, hold on. Did you say New Mexico? Where the fuck is there water in New Mexico?
Where's there a whale?
Mexican people are trying to get you.
What?
I know. I apologize to everyone in every Mexican. She said because Mexican people are trying to get you.
Miranda, that's not how this works.
Well, you gotta start it somehow.
Jesus Christ.
I thought of the Purge movie.
Okay.
Oh my God, just move to the next law before she offends more people.
I don't think I want to move into this next one now.
Just go.
It's the last one, and Miranda's going to offend them. So I'm sorry in advance. Miranda's not allowed to.
We'll go afterward.
So, in this state, shotguns are required to be taken to the church in the event of a Native American attack.
Texas.
Either New Mexico or Texas.
Maine for the win.
What the fuck?
Well, what? Native American attack, actually. Yeah, I could see Maine.
I could see Texas.
You know, maybe if we didn't take over Native American land, you wouldn't have to make that a law,
Maine. That's why we have a shotgun in the church, so if the Native Americans decide, oh yeah, let's take over this fucking church.
Praise Bam. God in Winchester.
So yeah, that's fun. Miranda, you don't have anything smart to say about that one, now do you?
Don't encourage her.
Main lawmakers, let's clean up some of these laws. How about that? I think that's the biggest takeaway.
Mm-hmm. I actually don't know about like all the little tiny states. Like, why are they so tiny?
That's how it works, I guess. I don't know. I wasn't there making the map.
I don't know either, but they're so confusing. Like, you don't need all the tiny states. Just add them all along to something else.
Well, you know the smallest country is less than 2 miles long, right?
Really?
Yeah, it's Vatican City.
Yeah, that's technically a country on its own.
Yeah, it is a country.
Which I don't understand. Hold on. So, I've been alive for 23 years?
Yeah.
I still don't understand why our states are not called countries.
Because we're the United States.
I know, but, you gotta think. Like, places like Paris and stuff like that, it's about the size of Ohio.
Because we want to be under the same government.
Why don't we just fucking do that and just, call it the United Countries of America?
Because then each country would have to be on a separate grid. Which means you'd have the same problems as Texas has with their grid powers. Because if you're not one national grid, California's not going to be able to power itself at all.
I guess you could have, tried to work that out. And then
that means you have to have a different currency for every state. We all go through states a lot. More often than people in other countries.
But do you though? Yeah, I think you could have worked it out a little bit.
Miranda, can you imagine when we went to Wisconsin having to change currency from every state we went to?
We could not do that. It was hard enough trying to get our,
it was hard enough trying to get gas.
And our credit cards.
Yep.
So yeah, how do you guys like this part two, the second edition of the Weirdest Laws?
You might want to pause.
How do you guys like that one?
I actually knew the states now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You knew them a lot better.
Hey, if I didn't say it, they would have never known that I was using a state map.
Yeah, yes. There will probably be a part three in the future. Because there's so many fucking weird laws. I didn't even crack, the top 5%.
Yeah, people like these ones, so.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say the first one's the most popular one.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I looked at the statistics a little while ago.
Oh, by the way, did listen to, I think, the first one. I was showing my friend our podcast because we listened to his, so I made him listen to ours.
Was his worse than ours?
I think so.
Good.
Yeah, no, we're the best podcast. By the way, we have the website up on our fan group page.
Oh, and if you are from Ohio, there is the nominations going on. Not even from Ohio,
everywhere. Everyone can go and nominate us.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
It's for Ohio. Yes.
But
you can explain that.
Well, I'll post it on the page because...
I already did.
Oh, you did?
But we can repost it.
So, you can go in and it's going to ask you for your name and email and then your nomination. And you can vote this one for best podcast.
Yes.
And that'll get us nominated. And
explain
then,
them how you would do it. Because it was kind of confusing for me.
Not really. So you click on the link.
All right.
And then you scroll down to the bottom. There's 80 different things you can vote for. You can vote for best artist of Ohio, hairdresser, barber, mixtape, stuff like that. Well, there's one for best podcast. So you go down to the bottom. It has 3 boxes you can fill out. The first one's going to be your name. Second one is going to be your email, and the third one is going to be who you're nominating and what you're nominating them for. So you can go ahead and put randomness chat and for best podcast and work on getting us in there, and then if we get nominated, we will let you know if you can vote for us, because we'd appreciate it.
We can be the best.
Either way, vote us for us no matter what.
Yeah.
Yes. Just keep on voting. Well, how often can they do it? Just one time, or is it once a day?
I think it's 3 times a day.
3 times a day. Set alarms.
Well, you can't vote yet. Right now, it's still just nominating.
Oh, I set alarms for nominations.
Yeah, there you go. Well, nominating, you can nominate as many emails as you have.
Oh, yes. Pick up spam emails.
So is it one per email?
I don't know, because I'm feeling like you would have to have more, because not everyone's going to put all 50 of them in one, like, one thing.
Maybe.
I don't know. I haven't tried nominating
us. Do they, like, just put all the emails and everything in a drawer, in, like, a hat or something, and pull them out?
What?
No, Miranda.
Elaborate this one. No, don't correct her.
So, like, do they go based on the most? But yes. If there's a tie on the nominations, they put your name in your hat, and then they gotta mess it around and draw your name, and then whoever wins the drawing is get nominated.
Or, how about this? They do it by the most votes. Like,
but
every other...
it's all a tie... how are you supposed to do that?
I don't think there will be a tie.
I don't think there is always a tie. Or, you know, they'll just go by, you know, whoever has the most votes and stuff like that. Or they just put whoever's in a tie in there, too.
Yeah.
You know what? I want to know. I don't know the answer to this. Now I'm thinking about it. What happens if there's a tie for the presidential election?
They could just have fun.
I don't think that's ever happened.
But what happens if it does?
There has to be a win, I think, greater than 2,000 votes.
But what happens if there is a dead tie?
I don't know. Didn't they make, like, a funny TV show about that a couple of years ago where, like, the one guy had to decide who was going to be president and they were both trying to get him to vote for them?
I don't recall that one.
There was a TV show. I remember seeing it when I was little. Like, it was...
I like how you said a few years ago, and then you just have it. It's like, oh, yeah, I remember seeing it when I was little.
No, I remember, like, they had this show... and, like, it literally, they were tied, and there was this one guy who was, like, he was literally from Alabama or something, and they had to try to get his vote, and, like, each candidate, like, was spoiling him and stuff, but, like, they were both really awful people.
Ah. I'm gonna, okay, so now what we're gonna do, next election, 2024?
I think so.
Everyone vote for one person, and the other half's gonna vote for the other person.
No.
We're gonna contest this in real life.
No.
Or vote for Miranda.
Oh, God, no.
Vote for Joe for 2020.
No. If we do,
2024. Jesus Christ. I'm ready to win the past election. Joe Biden, by the way. Not the Joe Biden, but Joe Biden. Write me in.
I wouldn't look at my watch while they're doing a ceremony for Fallen.
You know what's really funny?
What?
I voted, like, 2 years ago, the midterm elections, I voted myself in for Congress.
I did not win. Votes.
Yeah, I did not win, but, you know, I voted for myself, because you're allowed to do that. You can write in your own name. I wrote in my own name. Throw my hat in the ring. So that way I can always tell people, it's like, yeah, I have more votes than you to get into Congress.
Oh, gosh.
And I would technically be right.
Goodness.
Moment in argument. That's how you do it. Tell me if you have more votes than me in Congress, then, you know, we'll argue.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Is it really already almost time to get out?
Yes. Because I'm tired.
Yeah, we got the last 10 minutes.
Well, it's late anyways.
It is very late. I so apologize. My new job's 3 to 11. So by the time I started, it was 11:30-ish.
I still get off at 10, is the latest norm.
Yeah. I'm about to say, I literally just got home, took off my pants, and got ready to do this. That's why we're not recording. Well, that's why this will not be a video podcast.
They don't need to know that.
Well, I'm letting them know why we would probably never do a video podcast unless you're here.
Well, I'm glad that they need to know that we're not going to do one because you don't want to put pants on.
It's very important information. So that way, if anyone asks, why don't you do a video podcast? Like, because I'm not wearing pants. YouTube won't let me do that.
Technically, you can still do it without wearing pants.
Yeah, just show them from the waist up.
I guess we could do that. But no, we won't do video unless Marina's here.
Yeah.
So, we're about the last 10 minutes. Dakota?
Yeah.
You want to tell them where... Well, you want to start telling them where to find you at?
Shouldn't we say
Oh, yeah. We gotta say our sorries, Miranda. Apologize to the whole fucking... Whoa, who'd she offend? Oh, yeah, Mexicans. Apologize to all the Mexicans.
Sorry to the Mexicans and anybody that well,
what,
I offended.
What, why is the reason, Miranda?
Because they're gonna go shoot people up.
We shouldn't even make her explain because we're... Miranda?
Yes?
No. We should just censor her. And think, she wants to educate children.
Yes, I was about to say, I think I'm going to actually want to start censoring Miranda out.
Yeah.
Okay, the thing is, I'm not going to tell the children this. I'm not going to tell the children I have this.
That you that you want to shoot Mexicans? Or that Mexicans will shoot
no,
them?
No, the Mexicans are going to shoot me.
Why are they going to shoot you?
For her insulting them. So she probably deserves it.
They shoot you. You deserve it. That's how I feel.
I do not.
The other two co-hosts of Random Miss Chat do not agree that Mexicans shoot people up for no reason.
Right. I'm from Lorraine, so people shoot
Maybe
people up all the time for no reason.
Well, when I say it's just Mexicans, so that's the thing. No. You're not helping my point either.
It's usually white people. I'm gonna be real honest. It's usually white people.
I was like, yeah, you're not really helping the point either. Let's take this correspondent side with me and say okay.
Nope.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay.
The one
I said
that didn't offend
sorry.
Anyone, did you?
Did you guys offend anybody?
You know what? No, I'm going to say sorry to every Native American who lives in Maine who has to fucking go to church with the white person with the shotgun.
Yeah. That's pretty sketch.
And also sorry for the giraffe owners in, where was it? Alabama?
Georgia.
Georgia.
And donkey owners.
And donkey owners, yeah. If you own an exotic pet in Georgia, they just hate you.
And if you live in Ohio and your tiger gets loose, make sure to report it within an hour.
That's a tiger, the person.
Yes.
I think that's about it. Dakota, where to find you?
I don't know. I need to update stuff, so just go to where I send past videos.
Isn't it Twitch?
Yeah, but I'm not very active on there.
Neither am I.
I'm tired.
Yours is Dakota Storm 97.
Yep.
Yes. Miranda, where can they find you?
On Instagram at merpanda1001.
And, of course, you can find the Facebook group page on Facebook, Random Chat Podcast. You can join our group page or our regular page. That's they're always fun. I try to update both at least once a week. I think I'm going to try to at least make a post a day on each. Be a little more active on them.
Yeah.
I got to be more active everywhere. I know.
We're
I'm
busy.
Slacking.
We have a baby.
I've been slacking lately. Well, I used to update them at least once a week, easily. Probably a little bit more, but I just haven't been lately. But
yeah, I go to college.
Yeah, sorry, it's only me that really updates the social media. I try.
I don't really try. I don't know what to put.
I don't know, just something. But yeah, we'll talk about it later. Yeah, probably tomorrow. But,
because I'm about to go to sleep.
Also
at
find
least,
us.
Then sleep.
You can also find the webpage on www.ramishchat.wordpress.com. I am working on the website right now because they're not updating their episodes. I'm a little salty.
Oh, damn.
So I'm
trying
to work with... Yeah, I think I gotta jump on the laptop to figure out what's going on with that. Last one they have is the Inside the Killer's Minds Part 1.
Oh, damn.
From when I created the website, it never updated anything.
Oh.
And then, let's see. You can also message us on Facebook Messenger if you have any ideas. Or there's a link in the description where you can click on it, send us a voice message through Anchor. There's no downloads. And then you might be on the show.
Hopefully your guys' voices are better than ours.
Yeah, and if you want to give us any comments, concerns, want to know stuff, I don't know. It's right in the link. I promise you.
Okay.
I tried to update all that. Besides that, I think we're about it. Miranda, you got any lasting words to people?
Get some sleep or you're going to be tired the next day.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm about to go pass out.
Me too.
Oh, yeah, and thank you to Satanic Temple for helping everyone.
Yes, in Texas. Good job, y'all.
We're trying.
Good job.
Hail Satan.
Oh.
Is that not what they want to do?
I don't remember.
We're going to go with it. We're going to go with it.
Okay.
Sounds good, right?
Yeah.
So, bye.
Bye. Bye.